G'day, and welcome to Melbourne Chatter Weekly, your quick wrap of what Melbourne's talking about. I'm your host, and this week there are three stories worth knowing about, so let's get into it. First up, some rare good news for your wallet. Half-price public transport is now in effect right across Victoria. From the 1st of June until the end of the year, trains, trams and buses, both Metro and V-Line, are half-price, every day, for everyone. That means a full daily fare to travel anywhere in the state is capped at just $5.70, down from $11.40. The state government reckons it'll save the average daily commuter more than $850 between now and the end of the year. And you don't need to do a thing. The discount is applied automatically when you travel with Mikey. If you're under 18, you still ride free every day. Seniors, carers and disability support pensioners keep travelling free on weekends. So whether you're catching a tram through the city or the train home to the suburbs, it's a good time to be tapping on. Next, a special one for NIDOC Week. This Friday, the 10th of July, the ARIA-winning singer Christine Anou will headline the free NIDOC in the city concert at Fed Square. And she'll be sharing the stage with her daughter, the singer Zipporah. Anou called performing alongside her daughter one of the greatest joys of her life. The concert kicks off from midday, and it's part of a bigger week-long program built around this year's NAIDOC theme, 50 Years of Deadly. Alongside the music, there are cultural workshops, a Koori Heritage Trust market showcasing First Nations stallholders and family activities. If you're in the city on Friday, it's well worth a look. And finally, mark your calendar for the last weekend of the month. Open House Melbourne is back on the 25th and 26th of July, throwing open the doors to more than 180 buildings that are usually off limits to the public. Organisers expect more than 70,000 people to take part, and this year's theme is Generous City. The lineup is wonderfully varied. You can tour the Australian Ballet's costume department and rehearsal studios, take a look inside the St. Ali coffee roastery, visit a rock poster printing factory in Thornbury, or step inside the brand new Freeway Control Centre in Footscray, the nerve centre that runs CityLink and the Westgate Tunnel. There are even 10 private and historical homes on the program. Open House's Executive Director, Tanya Davidge, says a generous city is about how good design can offer space, care and possibility to everyone. Just a heads up though, the most popular tours book out fast, so it pays to plan ahead. And that's your week in Melbourne. You can read all three of these stories in full over at melbournechatter.com. I'll be back next week with another wrap. Until then, look after each other and enjoy the city. Cheers.